keys to being used by God. There are keys that will cause you to be wonderfully, mightily used by God. One of those keys is consistency. Someone has written and said, "Consistency, oh, thou art a jewel." And I totally concur with that statement. For example, if you were to pray 1 hour per day, every day, somehow you would arrange in your schedule to pray 1 hour every day. At the end of 1 year, if all those hours were put together, you would have prayed 15, almost 16 days of straight praying, or 2 weeks and 1 day. If you were to fast just 1 day per week, and I like to do a Jewish fast from 6 in the evening till 6 the next evening. That really is a Jewish fast because their day begins with the evening and ends with the next evening. And it's easier to fast. Some people have a very difficult time fasting because of work, because of particular things in their own physical makeup. So I have found that it's real easy if you're very busy to fast from sundown till sundown. For example, you can eat a dinner at 6 and then you can get through the night because there's food in your stomach. You're not waking up and struggling with hunger. In the morning, you may be a bit hungry, but you can encourage yourself to think, I can make this till noon. And then at noon, you can encourage yourself by saying, I can, at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be able to eat again. I know that probably sounds very basic and very elementary, but we face these kinds of problems in the tremendous pressured lifestyles that we have. So if you fasted 1 day per week, let's say a Jewish fast, from 6 in the evening until 6 the next evening, if all those days were put together at the end of 1 year, you would have fasted 1 month and 22 days, or 1 month and 3 weeks, or 7 continuous weeks without stopping. If you prayed an hour every day, and at the end of a year, you had prayed during that year 2 weeks and 1 day, and at the end of a year, you had fasted 7 continuous weeks, there is no way that God would not know your name, your house number, and your phone number, so to speak. He will know who you are. Consistency is the key to being mightily used by God. It's like praying. You can pray and pray until your prayers reach a memorial like Cornelius. Prayer, faithfulness, consistency is the key to being used by God. It affords to the one who participates in the consistency a tremendous treasure. It's like putting money in a bank account. You're just constantly storing up for yourself prayer, fasting. And when you're called upon to pray for the sick, when there's an emergency, you have got resources in your life, in your, shall we say, life's spiritual bank account. You have got something in there to draw from. In other words, it's like cashing a check. If you have money in the bank, it's not going to bounce. If you've got prayer behind you, a year of prayer, weeks of prayer, days of fasting, when you stretch forth a hand and command in Jesus' name, you're drawing on the resources of your consistency, your prayer life, your spiritual content. You're drawing upon that. And so to speak, the check will not bounce. It's amazing. It's amazing what God will do if you are just simply consistent in walking with Him. And God wants to draw near to you. He wants to become involved with you if you pray consistently every day, every day, every day. What happens is, it's like in life in general, you meet someone and you begin to spend more and more time with them. As you spend time with them, you become better and better acquainted. And the first thing you know, you can develop a best friend's relationship. And that best friend of yours will begin to tell you things he doesn't tell anyone else. God does exactly the same thing with us. When you pray consistently, the more you talk to Him, the better you get to know Him. And all of a sudden, God will begin to whisper things in your ear, in your soul, that He doesn't tell other people. That's the gifts of the Spirit. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom. It's absolutely incredible It's incredible what God can do with you if you're just consistent. That's how people get into the gifts of the Spirit. So pray, fast, seek Him, and reap the tremendous spiritual rewards.